Good morning. My name is Andrzej Kisielewicz, and I'll be chairing this session of Extraordinary General Meeting until the chair is elected for this meeting. So let me welcome the shareholders, representatives of the media, representatives of the supervisor, Józef Czerski, Reneusz Pasis, and Bogusław Szatk, and the board of the company. Marcin Chluziński, the president, Katarzyna Kaczmańska-Ginkot, Paweł Grunza, Adam Bugajczuk, and Jarosław Stach. And also personnel of KGH supporting this meeting. Radosław Stępniak, the notary, will be taking the minutes of today's meeting. So item one, election of the chairman of the extraordinary general meeting. So please put forward candidates. Good morning, Andrzej Leganowicz, shareholder authorized to participate in today's meeting. So I propose my candidacy as chair, and I will take this responsibility if I'm elected. Okay, so we have one candidate. Do we have any more candidates? No? No, I can't see any. So, I'd like to inform you that we have one candidate, Andrzej Leganowicz. So, before we vote, let me give the floor to a representative of programmer who will tell us how to operate the voting terminals. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So you press red or yellow. Green is voting in favor, red against, and yellow is an abstention. So you have a tag with NFC communications. You'll see who voted and what your decision was, yes or so in favor or against. But if it's a secret ballot, you only see that the vote has been cast, but you will not see who voted. So if you're using tablets, so if you use the tag, you have to enter the number of your votes in the right field. And then you have to confirm your decision. And then if the decision is confirmed, you put use another tag. If you have any problems, please ask me and I'll come closer and help you. Thank you. Okay, so it's clear. Let's vote. So I order a secret vote to elect the chair of the extraordinary general meeting. The candidate is Andrzej Leganowicz. So please cast your votes now. Have you all voted now? Okay, so if everyone's voting, the vote is closed. And let's see the result. All right, so in this vote to elect the chairman of the extraordinary general meeting, 126,000,000,127 votes of shareholders have participated. 124,976,932 voted in favor. 1,149,155 voted against. No abstentions. So I would like to announce that Mr. Laganovich has been elected the chairman of the extraordinary general meeting, so he will now take over as the chair of this extraordinary general meeting. Thank you for electing me as the chairman. So I'm signing the attendance list first. So it's been signed by the chairman, and the attendance list will be available for those shareholders who would like to have a look at the list. It will be available until the end of this extraordinary general meeting. So we've completed item 2 on the agenda now. Item 3, confirmation of the legality of convening the extraordinary general meeting and its capacity to adopt resolutions. Now, at this point, let me inform you that today's meeting has been convened in accordance with the applicable Commercial Companies Code, the law, and the statutes, articles of association. The announcement was published on the website at www.kghm.com on 30th of October 2019 and was maintained till today. And it meets the requirement of 402.2 of the Code of Commercial Companies. And on the same day, the company sent a report with the content of the announcement to the automatic system according to the applicable law on public offering and the trading on financial instruments and public companies. On the same date, a report was also sent, including draft text of the resolutions. 33/2019 was the report, and 34/2019 was the report, which included the text of the draft resolutions, and information was published at www.kghm.com.pl. And the information on the website has been available till today. And today's meeting was requested by the State Treasury as the shareholder, now represented by the Ministry of National Assets. And the State Treasury used its rights under Article 401 of the Commercial Companies Code, proposed draft resolutions to correct and adjust to the situation of changing the powers of exercising rights in shares of the company. So it was stated in Report 36/2019, and the amended resolutions were attached. The list of those allowed to participate in the voting was established based on Article 406 of the Commercial Companies Code, and at least one-fourth of the share capital is represented under Article 29 of the Articles of Association, the meeting can be held validly. 413 shareholders are represented. The total number of shares they hold is 126,126,088 shares, votes, and the capital represented is 63.063%. So we have the quorum. So in the number of shareholders is sufficient, and the rules do not allow for remote or correspondence voting. All votes will be cast directly by participants in the meeting present here in this room. So this meeting has been held validly and is capable of passing resolutions on the agenda. It has the quorum. We have a sufficient number of shareholders represented. We have representatives of the media in the room. Please introduce yourselves. Piotr Dziurman, reporter, press agency. Dariusz Macha i Legnickie, PL. Joanna Nieśniak, Radio Polsatnica. Andrzej Jędrzejewski, Radio Wrocław. Janna Dziupek, portal Region. Marzena Machniak, Lumin Extra. Tomasz Juźwiak, Elka Radio and Miedziowe PL portal. TVP3 Wrocław. Andrzej Lampart and Paweł Lampart. Wojciech Żurawski, Reuters. This is my 75th general meeting, and I'm really proud of that. Maciej Wiśniewski, Lublin 24 Info. Thank you. So my question is if any of the shareholders or proxies has any reservations about the presence of the media during this general meeting. There are no reservations, no objections, so it's decided. We have the media participating, and the meeting is being recorded. There is an audio and video recording and a live webcast in accordance with the code of good practices of companies listed on the Warsaw Stock Exchange 2016. So much about item 3, confirmation of the legality of the EGM and its capability to adopt resolutions. Now item 4, acceptance of the agenda. So let me read the remaining part. 5, adoption of resolutions on amending the statutes of KGHM Polska Miedź. 6, adoption of resolutions on A, the disposal of non-current assets, B, principles and procedures for the disposal of non-current assets, C, rules of procedure when concluding agreements for legal services, marketing services, public relations services, and social communication services and advisory services associated with management. D, the obligation to submit a report on the application of best practices. Item E, implementation of the principles stipulated in the Act on the principles of state assets management in companies in which the company is the parent entity. 7, adoption of resolutions on changes to the composition of the supervisory board of KGHM, Polska Miedź S.A. 8, closing of the meeting. Do you have any comments on the agenda or suggestions on how we should proceed? Anyone? I can't see any comments here. So the agenda will be as follows. So resolution subsequent number stroke 2019 of KGHM, dated 19th of December 2018, regarding the adoption of the agenda for the Extraordinary General Meeting of KGHM. The Extraordinary General Meeting of KGHM resolves the following. Item 1, the following agenda is hereby accepted. The agenda is known to you, so we've completed some of the agenda. And Section 2, this resolution comes into force upon its adoption. Do you have any comments on the proposed resolution? I can't see any. So let's have an open vote on the resolution to adopt the agenda for today's EGM. So with a standard majority, ordinary majority of vote. And for those of you who have proxies with a large number of votes, if you need more time for these formalities, please let me know. And I'll also watching the room and you, and I'll try not to rush so that you have enough time to vote. Have you all managed to vote? Okay, so I declare the vote closed. And let's see the results now. So we have 126,126,087 votes cast in total. 126,126,086 votes have been cast in favor, one vote against, no abstentions. So I declare the resolution passed in an open vote. Would you like to make any comments on the resolution? I see you have no comments now, so let's move on to the second agenda, item 5. So we'll have an adoption of resolutions on amending the statutes of KGHM. So just on an introductory note, proposed resolutions to amend the statutes have been submitted by the State Treasury. Some of these drafts were submitted together with the request to convene the EGM. So three were amended or changed because the powers to exercise rights in shares in KGHM were moved to the Ministry of State Assets. So three resolutions, or two resolutions in this part, and in item 6, one resolution was amended as far as I remember. So I will let you know when we will be voting whether the text of the resolution we're voting on is the version which was submitted together with the announcement of the request for the meeting or amended later, so that you will know. And also, well, please allow me not to read the full text of these resolutions. They were published on the website of the company and also submitted to the SPA system well in advance. So do you think it is necessary for me to read the full text of these resolutions to amend the statutes of the company? So if you need me to read the whole text, I can do so. Please let me know. Okay. I understand that the text of the resolutions on amendments to the statutes is known to shareholders, their representatives, and proxies. So, well, we need a qualified majority, 3/4 of valid votes cast in the category of in favor, against, and abstentions must be cast in order for the vote to be valid. Let's vote on the resolution to amend paragraph 12, section 3 of the statutes of the company. So 12.3 of the statutes of KGHM, Polska Miedź S.A., so amended on 11th of December by the shareholder. So we have the new wording as amended and submitted by the shareholder, and we're voting on it now. And would you like to take the floor to make any comments about this text? If not, let's vote on this resolution. So this a resolution to amend paragraph 12, section 3 of the statutes of KGHM Polska Miedź S.A. with its registered office in Lubin. So it's not necessary to read the whole text of the amendment because it was published in the SP system and on the website of the company well in advance. I have found that shareholders are familiar with the text. Let's vote on the text submitted by the shareholder on 11th of December 2019. And it's, of course, an open vote. Voting is in progress.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły oddać?
Have all shareholders authorized to vote managed to cast the votes? Yes, so I declare the vote closed. And let us see the results. Valid votes have been cast in total. 84,019,604 votes have been cast in favor, 32,823,158 votes in against, and 9,219,938 abstentions. So 66.649% of the total number of valid votes have been cast in favor, which unfortunately is not the required majority to amend the statutes of the company, so the resolution has not been passed. Another proposed draft resolution is to amend paragraph 20 of the statutes of KGHM, Polska Miedź S.A., with its registered office in Lubin. Do I need to read the text? Okay, if I don't, do you have any comments? So would you like to take the floor? Anyone on this one? No one. All right, so I see we're ready to vote. So let us vote on the resolution amending paragraph 20 of the statute of KGHM Polska Miedź SA with its registered office in Lublin. So we're voting on the proposed resolution submitted by the State Treasury as a shareholder, and shareholders are familiar with the text, and we need 3/4 of votes. It's an open ballot. Please take the votes now.
Trwa głosowanie.
Voting is in progress.
Czy wszystkie osoby
Have all authorized voters managed to cast the votes? Okay, if so, let me declare the vote closed and let us see the results of the vote. ,124,635 valid votes have been cast in total. 84,172,800 votes have been cast in favor. 28,428,690 against, and 13,463,145 abstentions. The number of votes cast in favor is 66.7%, which is not the required majority to adopt the resolution to amend the statutes. So the resolution has not been passed by the EGM. Another resolution is to amend paragraph 29 of the company's statute. And the resolution was proposed by the State Treasury together with its request to convene the EGM. And it included also a statement of reasons for all the proposed resolutions. Do I need to read the text? Okay, I see I don't have to, and shareholders present here are familiar with the text. And does anyone want to take the floor on this one? No. So let us have a vote on the proposed resolution amending paragraph 29 of the statutes of KGHM Polska Miedź SA with its registered office in Lublin, as proposed by the State Treasury along the request to convene the EGM. This is an open vote, so we need to have 3/4 of valid votes cast to have a valid vote, and please cast your votes now.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione?
Have you all managed to vote already? If yes, then we're closing the vote and let's look at the results. So the results are as follows. The total number is 126,126,087 valid votes. Votes in favor, 91,821,425 votes. Votes against, 34,283,719. And abstaining votes, 20,943. And the votes in favor represent 72.8183%, so the necessary qualified majority has not been reached, and the resolution has not been passed by the meeting. The next resolution relates to amending paragraph 33 of the statute of KGHM, and this proposal was submitted on the 11th of December 2019. And here, this proposal is about replacing the wording. The Ministry of Energy will be replaced with the word Ministry of State Assets. Is it necessary to read the full version of the draft resolution? If not, we assume that the content of the resolution amending clause 33.1 is known to all of you. Would anyone like to make a comment about this change? If not, let us proceed with the vote. So now we are voting on the resolution amending clause 33.1 of the statutes of KGHM, with it registered head office in Lublin, as proposed by the State Treasury on the 11th of December 2019. So the vote is open right now, and as we have confirmed, all of you know the content of this resolution.
Trwa głosowanie.
Voting is now in progress.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły?
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, then we are closing the vote and let's look at the results. The total number of votes cast is 126,120,860 valid votes. Votes in favor, 91,296,795. Votes against, 23,789,515. And abstaining votes, 11,034,550. And the number of votes in favor represents 72.388% of the total number of valid votes, which means that the qualified majority has not been reached, and this resolution is not passed. The next resolution to vote on is about amendments in clause 34.3 and 4 of KGHM, and this draft was submitted by the State Treasury together with the application for summoning the general meeting. Is it necessary to read the content of the draft resolution? If not, I understand that you all know that content. Would anyone like to make a comment? If not, let us proceed with the vote. Voting on amending clause 33.3 and 4 of the statute of KGHM as submitted by the State Treasury together with the request for summoning the general meeting, and we are voting about the draft of the resolution. And to pass the resolution, we need a qualified majority of 3/4.
trwa głosowanie.
Voting is now in progress.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły oddać głos?
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, we are closing the vote and now let's look at the results. The total number of votes cast is 126,126,087 votes, of which votes in favor 92,776,093 votes, votes against 19,886,849, and abstaining votes 13,463,145. The number of votes in favor represents 73.558% of the total number of votes cast, which is less than the qualified majority, so the resolution has not been passed. So as I understand, all drafts proposed by the State Treasury have already been voted on, so let's move on to item 6 of the agenda, which is resolutions on disposal of fixed assets. And again, let me ask you if it's necessary to read the draft in full. If yes, please raise your hand. If not, then we understand that you know that draft, and would anyone like to make a comment? If not, let's proceed with the voting. Now we vote on the resolution on disposal of non-current assets, draft submitted by the State Treasury together with the request for summoning the general meeting, and the qualified majority in this case is the simple majority of votes.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły?
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, then the vote is closed and let's look at the results. The total number of votes cast is 126,122,795 votes in favor, 103,172,801 votes against, 19,886,849 and abstaining votes, 3,063,145. And the resolution has been passed as proposed. The next item, sub-item in point six, that's a draft of resolution on the principles and procedures of disposal of non-current assets. Is it necessary to read the proposal submitted by the State Treasury on the 11th of December? If anyone would like to have the full version, full wording read to you, please raise your hand. If not, would anyone like to make a comment? If not, let's proceed with the voting on the resolution regarding principles and procedures for disposal of non-current assets as submitted by the State Treasury on the 11th of December 2019. This is a simple majority voting.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły oddać?
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, then the vote is closed and let's look at the results. The total number of votes cast is 126,126,087. Votes in favor, 92,776,093 votes. Votes against, 22,886,849. Abstaining votes, 10,463,145. So the resolution has been passed as proposed. The next sub-item of point six is 6C, and this resolution is about rules of procedure when concluding agreements for legal services, marketing services, public relations services, and social communication services and advisory services associated with management. Is it necessary to read the full wording of the draft submitted by the State Treasury? If not, then all of you seem to have read it and know it. Would anyone like to make a comment? If not, let's proceed with the vote on draft resolution on rules of procedure when concluding agreements for legal services, marketing services, public relations services, and social communication services, and advisory services associated with management. This is a simple majority voting and an open voting. And the draft was submitted by the State Treasury together with a request for summoning the extraordinary general meeting. And the request also specifies the statement of grounds for this resolution.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły?
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, then the vote is closed and let's look at the results. The total number of votes cast is 126,126,087 valid votes. Votes in favor, that's 103,168,696. Votes against, 19,894,246. Abstaining votes, 3,063,145. So the resolution has been passed by the general meeting in an open vote. The next sub-point in point C of the agenda is passing a resolution on the obligation to submit a report on the application of best practices. Is it necessary to read the wording of the draft resolution? If not, we assume that you all know that content, and would anyone like to make a comment? If not, let us proceed with voting on the draft resolution on the obligation to submit a report on the application of best practices as presented by the State Treasury together with the request for summoning the general meeting. And please cast your votes right now.
Thank you. Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły oddać głos?
Have you all managed to cast your vote? If yes, then the vote is closed and let's look at the results. The total number of votes cast is 126,000 valid votes. Of which votes in favor 125,640,111 votes, votes against 465,031, abstaining votes 20,943, which means that this resolution has been passed. The next item in point 6 of the agenda, that's 6E, that's a resolution on implementation of the principles stipulated in the Act on the principles of state assets management in companies in which the company is the parent entity. Is it necessary to read the content of this draft? If not, then we take it that you know that content. Would anyone like to comment on this resolution? If not, then let us proceed with the vote on the implementation of the principles stipulated in the Act on the principles of state assets management in companies in which the company is the parent entity. This draft was submitted by the State Treasury together with a request for summoning the general meeting together with the statement of grounds. Let us proceed with the vote. We need an ordinary majority.
Czy wszyscy uprawnieni zdążyli oddać głos?
Have you all managed to cast your votes? If yes, then the vote is closed and let's look at the results. The results are as follows. The total number of votes cast is 126,122,795 valid votes, of which votes in favor 92,765,405 votes, votes against 19,894,245, abstaining votes 13,463,145 votes, which means that the resolution has been passed in an open vote. This means that all proposals submitted by the State Treasury in item 6 have been voted on. Now let's move on to item 7 of the agenda. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask for an interval until the 9th of January, 11:30 a.m. Is it necessary to have a technical break to discuss the method of voting about this request? But before we do that, let me tell you about what we will be voting on after the technical break. And this resolution would be that the general meeting of KGHM will be suspended until the 9th of January, 11 a.m., and the meeting will be recommenced on the 9th of January, 11 a.m. Let me now quote a passage from the session will be reopened on the 9th of January at 11 in KGHM head office in Lubin, and point two of that resolution will be that the resolution takes effect once passed. So do we need 10 minutes of technical break? Will 10 minutes be enough? 15, you say? Okay, it's 12:08, so please be back here at 12:23. So a short technical break, and hope to see you back in 15 minutes.
Uprzejma prośba o poinformowanie osób, które ewentualnie...
Are we ready now? So those of you who are interested but would like to participate in this part of the session, if they are outside in the corridor, please let them know that we will be resuming the meeting shortly. Oh, okay. I declare the general meeting resumed. So we finish with item 6 on the agenda. Representative of the shareholder State Treasury requested the meeting to be adjourned, and as suggested by the applicant and the notary, we added the legal basis. So under Article 408.2 of the Commercial Companies Code, we resolve as follows. Paragraph 1. The EGM under Article 408.2 of the Commercial Companies Code decides to adjourn the meeting until 9th of January, 11 a.m. The meeting will be resumed on the 9th of January, 2020 at 11 a.m. at the company's registered office in Lubin at 48 Maria Skłodowska Curie Street, Janowiczkowski Hall. End of paragraph, and the resolution is adopted upon its passing, or comes into effect upon its passing. We need 2/3 of valid votes. Let's have a vote on that resolution. Please cast your votes now.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły oddać głos?
Have all of you managed to cast your votes? So I declare the vote closed. Let us see the results. In total, 126,126,087 votes, valid votes, have been cast. 83,889,901 votes in favor, no votes against, and 42,236,186 abstentions. The number of votes cast in favor of the resolution is 66.513%. So the required majority to adjourn the meeting has not been reached. So the resolution has not been passed. So let us proceed with draft resolutions on changes to the supervisory board. And according to paragraph 16.1 of this statutes, the supervisory board has 7 to 9 members. And let me inform you that one of the members, Janusz Kowalski, on 25th of October 2019, tendered his resignation from membership in the company's on the company's supervisory board. So it became effective in November. So we have now 9 members. 3 members are elected by employees of the company, or representatives of the company's employees. So much on an introductory note. So the first resolution is on dismissals from the supervisory board, if any. Do you have any proposals to dismiss anyone from the board? I don't see any. This proposed resolution will not be used since there are no proposed dismissals. Another proposed resolution is to appoint members to the board, to the supervisory board. Would you like to propose anyone to be appointed to the supervisory board? I can't see any proposals, so the framework draft resolution will not be used since there is no initiative to appoint any members to the supervisory board from the shareholders present here. So we've completed item 7 on the agenda, and as there is no initiative to dismiss or appoint any members from or to the supervisory board, these two proposed draft resolutions will not be used. And we've completed the agenda. Item 8 is closing of the extraordinary general meeting. So there being no further business or further items on the agenda, I declare the meeting closed. And I'd like to thank everyone for your participation. Thank you.